a roof. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord,
I got shoes.
For your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me.
You have somewhere to sleep.
Food on your table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
Look at the family you have.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for watching over
He's going to watch over you in 2018 or so.
You've made us victorious. We praise your name, most great and glorious. Thank you, Lord, for one more year.
One more year of blessings.
Thank
one
you,
more year
Lord,
of good things.
For
one more year of protection. One more year of blessings. It's your portion. It's your portion. As you thank him, as you give him praise, that is your portion for 2018. Your year of mega blessings and mega goodness. Come on.
Thank you, Lord, for watching over us.
You will use the motorway. You go to work and come. You sleep in the night and wake up. No accident shall befall you. But the Lord shall watch over you. You fly blind and you shall arrive.
Thank you, Lord, for one more year.
Hallelujah. God has been good to us in 2017. God has been good to us. Hallelujah. But if there's anything I want to thank God for blessing me this year with, and has always blessed me with, is to thank God for this wonderful church family. Thank God for this wonderful church family. We are a family. We are one. We are bonded together by the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, the Lord, that you are my brother. I'm your brother. You are my sister. I'm your brother. And she's your sister. You are her sister in the name of Jesus. Today is Thanksgiving Day. And it's the last Sunday of the year. And we want to thank God. Let's learn about Luke chapter 17 quickly. Luke 17:12. This passage of scripture, I always read it when I'm talking about Thanksgiving. Because it shows us something that's very, very important. The Bible said, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Jesus didn't pour oil on them. Jesus didn't give them a mantle. Jesus didn't even lay hands on them. But he said, go show yourself to the priest. You see, the way God works is his own way. We are not the ones who tell God what to do for us to receive our healing. There were times Jesus laid hands. There were times Jesus would take earth or sand and put it on the eyes of somebody, spit in it, and use it as an eye ointment to heal eyes. There were times somebody would just touch the hem of his garment and it should be healed. So whatever it is, what you need is your miracle, isn't it? And what they needed at that time was that they would be healed of their leprosy. And Jesus didn't lay hands. He said, that's why some of you, when you come to church and things happen to you in church, you are not careful to know that even though hands were not laid on me, even though the pastor didn't come and pour oil on me, but by just even saying that, raise your hand and sing, by just saying that, go around and shake somebody, by saying so and by you obeying, something happened to you. You have become so stereotyped that until and unless oil is poured on you, until and unless some saliva it comes on you, until and unless you fall on the pulpit and you shout and you scream, you are so stereotyped that you cannot see that God is working. That's why people can come to church and go back without any blessing. You get it? But Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. And the Bible said, as they were going, they just obeyed and were going. The Bible said that they were cleansed. They were healed. As you also obey, may you be healed and cleansed of any sickness and disease. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, with a what? With a what? Let nobody tell me that I am emotional. Let nobody tell me that I'm doing too much. The Bible said, with a what? Some people say when they come to God, be silent before him and be quiet. But the Bible said, with a what? Not with a silent, twatted, contorted face, but with a what? Let your voices even be louder, be louder, be louder. Hey! Hey! With a loud voice. One of them, with a loud voice, glorified God and fell down on his feet. Why are you doing? You are doing too much. What at all? But say, he fell down at his feet and gave thanks. And he even was a Samaritan. He even was not the so-called loud shouting Christians. He even was a Samaritan. And 7, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? This passage of scripture of thanksgiving, I always read it because it always ministers to me. See, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are the 9? It's like, but so many people came to me for blessings. Some people came to church for breakthroughs. Some people heard the same word and gave thanks to God and got their blessings. Where is your thanks? Where is your thanks? And you would know that Jesus expected them to come and say thank you. To come and say thank you. You see, and the Bible says, he ended by saying that your faith has made you whole. And we'll get to know that it's faith that even makes you give thanks to God. Without faith, you always think that what happened to you was by chance. You always say, well, on the motorway, other people get accident. And they are saying, so why do you say yours was God? And it's skillful driving. It's skillful driving. But then, what about others who don't know God and they also went to job, they went to look for job and they wanted men and they took a woman. And what about all those things? You see, you don't have faith that it is God who has done it. That is why you cannot give the glory and thanks to God. Because the other 9, as they were going and they were cleansed, I am sure it occurred to them that this one, I don't think Jesus has anything to do with it. Because if really, he should have tagged us. He should have tagged us. He should have done something, but nothing happened. Then the other one said, I'm sure we're going to be cleansed anyway. I am sure we're going to be cleansed anyway. So it's just coincidental. It just happened just at the time I was about to get my healing that I met the man. So he has nothing to do with it. It's just me. It's just by chance. It's just my... Oh, but have you forgotten that I am PhD? Jesus has not... It's just that I was just about to be... And the lady who said she got... She is a lawyer. Who got the job and said they wanted men. And she's a lawyer. Yeah. But she could have said, well, it was my education. But she has come to give thanks and she knows that it is not by her strength or by her might, but by the grace, by God. Hallelujah. So then one person came back, recognized. And that is why we are recognizing that it is by God that we have flown up and down and we are alive. We have driven up and down, we are alive. We have got food on our tables and we have been blessed and we are alive. It is by God. It's not by might and by strength. Hallelujah. So try as much as possible not to be among the nine who were ungrateful and unthankful. And see, the Bible says it's a sign. It's one of the signs. Actually, on Christmas, I was teaching you about signs. You know, Bible said that, and this shall be a sign. This shall be a sign. The virgin shall conceive. This shall be a sign. And I talk about being a master of signs. S-I-G-N. Be a master of signs. It's because signs say a lot about a lot of things. And often many things happen and you say, oh, I didn't see, but if only you could just read the signs, you would have known that there's something. Yeah, signs are very important. And when you see the signs, you know that this is about to happen. Hallelujah. When a man gets a woman, and the man is interested in the woman, and the woman is being difficult, there are signs to look out for, to know whether she will say yes or no. Signs. Amen. If you are tested, the person is not responding, you are telling the person, it's a sign. It's a sign. Amen. And one of the signs that we need to know, the Bible says that in the last days, 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2, he said, in the last days, one of the signs of things you are going to say, men shall be what? Unthankful. Unthankful. So I've titled my message, don't be unthankful. Don't be unthankful, ungrateful. Men shall be unthankful. It's a sign. And whatever, whenever somebody does anything for you and you know the thing is good, just be thankful to the person. Don't just be there and just, you know, it's nothing. And that's what those guys did. And Jesus was not happy. And you know what happened? They lost that miracle. Because only that person who maintained his miracle. Hallelujah. So the Bible says we should not be ungrateful and we should not be unthankful. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He says, in all things, do what? In all things, do what? In all things, do what? You may not have food on your table. You may not have money in your pocket. You may not have a husband by you now. But Bible says, still give thanks. Still give thanks in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. This is why I tell that it takes faith. You know, and many things about God, you need faith to do it. You need faith. That's about saying, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And when it comes to thanksgiving too, you have to have faith to be able to be thankful to God and to obey his command and do his will, that in everything, give thanks to him. In everything, give thanks. See, faith is just obeying God's word. You may not understand what he's doing. And often we don't understand. Many times we don't understand what God is doing. But he says, give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God. And the other day I told her, see, the will of God is not what has happened to you. If you had an accident, the will of God is not the accident you had. No. The giving of thanks is that it is the will of God that in even in the accident, give thanks to God. It's not that he's happy that you are poor. He's happy that you've had an accident. But in whatever state you are, give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Well, you get to know that thanksgiving is a very powerful weapon. And it will do so much for you if you are able to obey by faith. By faith. By faith. That's why Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19 said that although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. This is describing a very bad situation where you have lost your mother and your sister within the same month, the same year, where you have lost your job, you have lost your family, you have had an accident, something bad, nothing had worked for you. And the Bible said, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. Yet, I have not had what I wanted. I didn't see what I wanted to see. I didn't go where I wanted to go to. I didn't have what I wanted to have. In fact, it was opposite to everything I expected. And he said, yet, I will do the will of God. Yet, I will obey his command and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being there for me. Hallelujah. Because, you see, some people go through what I've gone through and they turn their backs on God. They blame God for what has happened to them. And they say, we shall go to church again. We will not serve God again. We will not give our tithe again. We will not give our offerings again. And they are angry. They don't even want to pick the pastor's call again. But you, in spite of all, you are still able to thank God. And you are still able to raise your hand. And you are still able to come to church. Wow. That is real faith. And that is doing the will of God. He said, yet, I'll rejoice in the God of my salvation. Let me just, no matter what happens to you, rejoice in the God of your salvation. You never can tell. You see, one day, you go to heaven. You see, as we are here, we just know, we know in part and we see in part. Many things are hidden from us because we are limited as humans. We don't know so many things, but God knows all things. Hallelujah. That's why I say, you give thanks to him. Don't think that he has failed you. And if you are here, you are thinking that God has failed you. Don't make a mistake. Hallelujah. Tell your friend, don't make a mistake. God hasn't failed you. Keep doing the will of God and keep praising him. So keep praising God. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. In fact, thanksgiving is a strong expression of faith. To be able to thank God when things are not going on well is a strong expression of faith. That's why Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says that, and we know that for those who love God, does all things include what you are going through? Yeah. He said, for those who love the Lord, all things work together for good. It means that even if you're not married today, still keep thanking God. Because it's part of something good is about to happen from that situation. If you continue to thank God in the name of Jesus, something good. If you continue to find your voice, to thank God, to continue to serve the Lord, it is working. Even if it started off with a bad intention, even if Satan brought it on you to come and make you keep quiet, do you get it? As you do the will of God, it will work for your good. And something good will come out of that evil situation. That's why don't let the devil take your song out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil take your church going from you. Because of what you have gone through and what you are going. Don't let the devil take. Keep going to church. And when you come to church and they are singing, be part of the singing. Be part of the singing. In the midst of the praises. In the midst of the singing. In the midst of the shouting, one day, you shall hear the prison shake. Was that not what happened to Paul and Silas? Was that not what happened to Paul and Silas? After they are going to do a good thing, they were put behind bars. They were in prison and they were put in chains. If you were Paul and Silas, you would have said, hey, when I went to give my tithe, they said that he shall rebuke the devourer for your sake. You shall not be in prison again. But look at me. Just after tithe, rather I'm in prison. Hey, and you rather stop singing for God and begin to be singing some unbelieving song, some defeated songs. But Paul and Silas, whilst they were in prison and they were in chains, Paul looked at Silas and Silas looked at Paul. And Paul said, we may not be sleeping on our beds tonight. We may not be eating from our tables tonight. But we still have God on our side. We still have God on our side. And they started singing. They started praising. They started dancing. Hey! You are free and yet you don't dance. You have your legs free, you don't dance. You have your hands free, you don't dance. But Paul and Silas, they were in chains and yet they were able to move their bodies and dance like that. Even if they want to dance and they can't dance. For the praises of... And they were dancing. But you are free. No chains. And you don't dance. Look, anytime you come to church and they are doing praise and worship and dancing, you better add yourself to it. You better stop thinking about your problems. That is not the time for problem thinking. No. That's the time to just forget about yourself and leave the problems on God. Hallelujah. You see, if you can praise God, you know it's easy to praise God when everything is okay with you. Yeah. Easy to praise God. And sometimes some people are looking, you have your husband sitting by you. That's why you are praising God. Hey! Yes, it's easy to praise God when your husband is sitting by you. You may not also have a husband, but still praise God. But it's easy to praise God when things are okay. But when things are not working well, hey, when you applied for the jobs and the jobs they didn't come, as we gave out envelopes, we say, come and thank God. You took the envelope and say, what has God done for me? What has God done for me this year? You took the envelope in anger. And since you took the envelope, we have not even attempted to look at it. Hey! But praise God in whatever situation you find yourself. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. It's something we should do. It's an attitude we should just cultivate. Tell about the attitude. Yeah, it's an attitude. Very soon you'll be going up and down America and becoming. So you better learn how to say attitude and how are you? And what I'm saying, you know, you better learn all these things. Yes. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Your passport has never been stamped with a visa before. But it is changing from today. Any country you want to go to, you shall never be refused. In the name of Jesus. Hey! Thanksgiving is a key, you know, to open the heavens. No wonder when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray. One of the first things he told them was that after this manner, therefore, pray ye. And what is the first one? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, open the heavens. Start your prayers with what? Thanksgiving. You know, do you know what it means? What it means is that like you have done something good for somebody. The person comes to you. Instead of saying thank you, come to ask for another thing. Yes. You slept and you woke up. Do you know the thing that took place when you are asleep? Do you know the people who traveled from your hometown to come and see you whilst you are snoring and sleeping in your bed? Do you know? Do you know? People flew to come and visit you and you were snoring in your bed and they wanted to touch your face like this and do something to you and they saw that the blood, Jesus, the protection of the Lord, had covered you. Do you know why you woke up in the morning? Or you think it's easy to wait? It's normal to sleep and wake up in the morning and get, No. It's my vitamins. It's my training. It's my jogging. It's my exercise. Is that what you are saying? Ask your brother. Is that what you are saying? And you tell the person, be careful. Be careful. Hey. You slept, you woke up in the morning, and your heart didn't stop beating. Your heart didn't stop beating. And then when you woke up, your heart didn't stop, then you go to God again. Lord, can you give me a car? Hey. What is that? What is that? You woke up and you were able to, do you know how to wee-wee? Wee-wee means wee-wee. I mean, don't you know? Wee wee. Some of you get up and you wee wee by heart. But wee wee is not by heart. There are people who cannot wee wee. Yeah. I spoke to a friend recently. He said that everything went well. Just last week. He says, everything went well. The only thing is that now I cannot control my wee wee. I said, wow. So I said, so how is it like? How is it like? You can't control. So he said, now I have to. So I asked, so do you have to wear anything? He said, I have to wear pampers. He said, I have to now exercise myself to learn how to wee. Otherwise, I would disgrace myself. But some of you see, since you came, you have gone to female and male. You have gone to wee wee and you have come to sit down. Some are controlling it till evening when you go home. But whether you control or you do it, you will see wee wee. Yeah. And then after you wee, when you go to God, nothing occurs. Says, Lord, no, says, oh, thank you. Before you ask again, nothing occurs to say thank you. How many of you be happy? Give something to someone. The person came to them. He didn't even mention the thing at all. Then he came to ask for another thing. Are you Oliver Twist? How many of you will be happy with that? And that's what Jesus was saying. That look, for you to be able to live to this time, even to have the mouth to open and say, Lord, you must know that somebody has looked over you. Somebody has watched over you. And you better say, thank you. You see, the thank you is not maybe something in your pocket, but the thank you is that the God who has watched over you. That's the thank you. So, you see, before I've done, by the grace of God, so many good things I pray to some people before. But sometimes the good you do will be thrown back at your face like this. You do somebody good and a person takes that good thing and throws it back at you and make it look so bad in your head. So, wow. But we still have joy. We still have faith. We still will continue to do good. But it's painful. And how often don't we do it to God? How often don't we went to work and you came? Even whilst you're sitting on your desk, nice shiny desk, you didn't even say, Lord, thank you for where I'm sitting. You are still asking that God give me a promotion. give me promotion. Have you thanked him for what he has done till now? Have you done that? Even some of us who had praise and worship, you were just waiting for the time that they will pray for you. After the praise and worship time, oh, Charlie, yeah, I came to receive. Take it one. Take it to a hand. That's the service. I came to receive. Hey! Brother, God has blessed you. How many people are PhDs? God will be glad to see. Raise your hand. Dance. Give him thanks. Not asking for more. The more will come in the thanksgiving. In the thanksgiving, even that which you have not asked, that which you don't even know, shall come to you in good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and running over. The more shall come. So beloved, let us see. Look, I thank God for everything. Sometimes I even thank God for my enemies. Because it is my enemy that made me to know certain things I didn't know. Yeah. The first thief was the one who made me to know that I should build a wall. And the second thief was the one who made me know that I should lock my door. So I even thank God for that enemy. Yeah. Thank God for your enemies. Your enemies are there to make you strong. Hallelujah. And as you thank God for your enemies, God will use your enemies to let you go to where you are going to. Hey! Charlie, listen, why would God say that in the presence of your enemy, he will prepare a table for you? So if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a table? So the enemies are there for your table to be prepared. So thank God for your enemies! The more enemies, the more sumptuous your table will look like. Don't go looking for enemies. Make the enemies out of doing the will of God. Are you here with me? So, thanksgiving opens the heavens. And many of us, our heavens are closed because of ungratefulness. Because of unthankfulness. The heavens of us are closed. You have never ever said thank you even to your father who born you. To your mother who born you. To the person who got you a job. You have never, to the person who prayed, you never ever said thank you. You always go to ask for more. And the more you ask, the more your heavens are closing. But this year, as we enter the next year, may the heavens above you, you see, suddenly, I see something like a helicopter blade going around like this. It's increasing. It's the propeller. I see it going like this. And I see, it's as suddenly something that was slow in your life is becoming fast like this in the name of Jesus. Beloved, let us learn to be thankful. As a human being, I've seen it always. When you expected somebody to come and say thank you, but the person comes for more, even has forgotten that even anything had even happened. It's like it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. Hey. Everyone say, God, forgive me for the days I've been unthankful and ungrateful. The heavens over you. You are not going to take that iron heaven or brassy heaven to 2018. No, you are not. You are going to leave it. You are going to walk on the open heavens. Those blessings that have been pronounced and have been said and have been heard, you too, you are going to enjoy some. You too, you are going to enjoy some. So be thankful. How do we show our thanks? We show our thanks, one, by our substance, and two, by our thanks. Our words, expressions. Hallelujah. You cannot say that throughout this year, God has not blessed you for you to take off your substance to say thank you. Thank you. And those of you whose parents have looked after you in school and you're always sending them tests, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. You better go to them and say, Father, even if you didn't take care of me, but you knew my mother. If you had not known my mother, I would not have come. Yeah. I hope you know what the new means. Amen. Thank him. Thank God. And more shall come into your life. So, men and brethren, let's learn to be thankful. It's a sign. Anytime you are tempted not to be thankful and great, it's a sign. It's a sign you don't appreciate what the person is doing for you. You don't appreciate. When you wake up in the morning, one of the first things you say, thank you, God. Even before you go and brush your teeth. Say, thank you, Father, that I'm alive. Thank you. Do you lose anything? You rather tend to gain. When you woke up and you wanted to go and continue your quarrels, you were just waiting for morning to come, so you go and quarrel. Continue the quarrel with your husband. No, no. Rather, if you said, thank you, God, for my husband I'm quarreling with, you would say, even that every problem will leave the marriage. But you want the day to come, so you shall continue. Let's continue what we were saying yesterday. Hey! But I say, thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Thank you. One thing you did for me every day, I should thank you. You see, do you call salvation one thing? Do you call mercy one thing? Hey, do you call breathing one thing? Let the breathing be taken away. Look, everybody, hold your breath for just 20 seconds. I'm counting. Don't breathe for 20 seconds. Even you are laughing, even you are breathing. It's okay, everybody serious. Don't breathe though, if you breathe. Okay, 20 seconds, don't breathe. I'm gonna. And you call it one thing, just one thing you did for me. No. Hallelujah. That is why we have an opportunity to come and say thank you. Thank you. When you learn to show appreciation, whoever you appreciate knows that more can be given to you because you appreciate it. But sometimes God will say that, look, these people, they don't even appreciate this thing, so it's not necessary. May God never say this of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for today. We give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, how we love you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you. We give you praise. We worship you. Just thank God for your life. Thank God that, don't take it for granted that you are alive. Don't take it for granted. It is by the doing of the Lord. Just thank him for your life. Thank him that you could even come to church. Even if you had to walk, you had legs to walk to come to church. You could even come to church. Just thank him. Just thank him.
Then I'm in Fanda Onyankopona sin. Then I'm in Fayi Onyankopona ye. Made in man of Fanfa Beyera Jaye Namaboni Dinse Down when I'm in, then I'm in Fanda Onyanko Mona say, then I'm in Fayi Onyanko Mona ye. Come on.
Sitting there, you are not here because you just decided to be here. God made you, and God wants to have fellowship with you. God wants to call you His son. God wants to call you His daughter. God wants to call you His child. But as you sit there, deep in your heart, you know deep inside your heart that you are not born again. You are not saved. You don't know where you spend eternity if you should die. And you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. Deep inside me, I know I am not saved. I'm not born again. And I don't want to enter 2018 with this life. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want God to forgive me of my sins. So, Pastor, pray for me. You want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
31st December.
31st December.
2017.
2017.
It's a special day for me.
It's a special day.
I give my heart to Jesus.
I give my heart to Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for such an opportunity.
For such an opportunity.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus
is Lord.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
From this moment, I thank you.
I thank you
that I am born again.
That I'm born again.
I am a child of God.
I'm a child.
And I'm yours forever.
And I'm yours forever.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.